Blog Talk Radio.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music, like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. Get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. All you pay for is data. Visit an Xfinity store or click now to see how much you can save with Xfinity Mobile. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity internet service, equipment, taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Limited to 2 lines pending internet activation.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, January 9, 2018, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you remembered our time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, there is a link on my site that you can use to access the show. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio, obviously on the Internet. Now, realize broadcasts can be from any program since 2006, all of which were not done here on Blog Talk Radio. So don't be confused when you hear a different station's name. Now, to call into the program tonight, you can call 619-789-6835. Or you can send instant messages during the show through the link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Now, to find the program with the link in my e-card or without the link in my e-card, enter my name or the name of the program in the Blog Talk Radio search box. Please, any problems with the internet links, give us a call at 866-472-6094. And, of course, that would be after the program. Now, on this program, as most of you know, but there may be some new listeners there, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Tuesday, we rebroadcast a program in memory of Stuart Wilde discussing his book Grace, Gaia, and the End of Days, an alternative way for the advanced soul. And if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com or wellnesswholnessandwisdom.com. Click on the radio link to hear the show. Now, for remote, secure video conference appointments with me and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, remember, you can purchase an autographed copy of the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. That's www.amtherapies.com or www.wellnesswholnessandwisdom.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Now, you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi. And don't forget eating right for your type with blood type-specific products and new skin supplements. Beauty products, where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, today, when we come back from the news, I'm going to be speaking with Richard Gordon, author of The Secret Nature of Matter and Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. Now, at the end of tonight's program, we will discuss the herb Boneset and the asana Salamba Sarvangasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Now, given the having earlier, I think I'm going to forego the news today to save some time and just go on to our promo.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments?
It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
I feel like I'm in front of psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izard. Now, this portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies here in Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number for remote appointments, 866-472-6094. And, of course, you are hearing us live from the Internet. Now, to call in to during the program to ask questions of our guest, call 619-789-6835. Now, we are going to get started here with our interview. Now, just to give you a little bit of information of Richard Gordon, he's considered a pioneer in the field of energy medicine with more than 40 years of experience. He is the author of 4 best-selling books, now published in 17 languages. Gordon attended the Christoph School of Natural Medicine, has been on faculty at Hartwood Institute and the Holistic Health Institute. With certified practitioners of his work in over 50 countries, Richard's work was praised by Dr. C. Norman Shealy, founding president of the American Holistic Medical Association, as, quote, the first technique that may truly allow us all to become healers, end quote. Now, Richard Gordon, founder of the Quantum Touch Organization, is a visionary and a pioneer. With 37 years of experience in the field of energy medicine, Richard is the best-selling author of Quantum Touch, as I said before, The Power to Heal, and which is now published in 17 languages, and Your Healing Hands, The Polarity Experience, available in 10 languages. Okay, welcome, Richard.
Well,
how are
I'm
you?
Glad we finally got this working.
And where are you located right now?
I'm in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, my. Okay, now, I assume you're nowhere near all of the flooding and mudslides.
No.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I had to get that out of the way because over here in the East Coast, that's all we're hearing about from fires and all these other various and sundry things. So I'm glad you're safe and sound. For our listeners, could you just give us a little bit of information about where you came from, where you grew up, and how your youth prepared you or led you to quantum touch and or healing in general? Something really easy.
You know, I really don't think it did, to be honest with you. I was having lung problems, skin problems, and intestinal problems by the time I was 24. And I went to a doctor, and he said, well, yeah, you got a lot of problems, but nothing's bad enough to treat yet, so let's wait till you get worse. And I was properly insulted. I then went to study holistic health, and eventually came on to something called polarity therapy, which was the subject of my first book that came out in 1978. And right around that time that book came out, I was totally fascinated with the power of energy healing. I met a gentleman named Robert Rasmussen who showed me that you could not just do energy healing with your hands. You could raise your energy field so strongly that you could see things happen much more quickly than most people would ever have thought or imagined. And he even demonstrated it on my girlfriend, who had a major scoliosis. And within moments, I could watch her hips rolling back into alignment and the cranial bones rolling into alignment and many other things. And I was absolutely amazed because I didn't think these things were possible. And so I apprenticed with him, took over in his retirement. Like I say, my past didn't prepare me for what was coming. There was nothing about my past and my years in college and anything that prepared me for this. But the one thing I will say is that when I saw something real, I didn't run away from it. I embraced it, tested it in many kinds of ways over many years, and finally just accepted the fact that, yeah, this is really happening, and anybody can learn it.
Okay, well, now, before we get into full detail with the process and some of these, because a lot of these concepts, I'm certain, are pretty new and unique for most of our listeners. And I first want to say I love the cover of your book, and I think it reflects very well what the book is about. So, people, you will love the color when it has, I mean, you almost feel energy looking at the cover. And then to give the listeners an idea of what the book covers, I like to just go through the chapter headings and give them a sense of what's going to be covered. And then we'll sort of, there are a couple of chapters that I really want to make sure we do have time to talk about. And then I want to give you a chance to sort of lay some foundation for our listeners. First of all, you have a foreword by Chris Duffield. And then you have a preface by Richard Grossinger. Now, people in the field or people who are familiar with quantum physics and or quantum healing and stuff of that nature will be familiar with those names. Chapter 1, The Mystery of Consciousness. Chapter 2, Illuminating the Unseen. Chapter 3, How I Got Here. Chapter 4, Through the Rabbit Hole. Chapter 5, The Experiments. Chapter 6, Gorillas, Galileo, Parachutes, and Observational Science. Chapter 7, Making the Impossible Look Easy. Chapter 8, Six Old Assumptions and Five Proposed New Laws of Matter and Consciousness. Chapter 9, Implications and Speculation. Chapter 10, Spiritual Materialism. Chapter 11, The New Turing Test for Consciousness. The New Turing Test for Consciousness. Chapter 12, Q&A. Chapter 13, The Wonder of Placebos. Chapter 14, On Skeptics and Skepticism. Chapter 15, Diving Deep. Chapter 16, Diving Deeper. Chapter 17, A New Future. And then you have a section of resources, and then a section just Richard Gordon. Just. And I say just only because it's there at the end. And I also want to thank you for dealing with the placebo effect. I always felt it was unwise to miss it. If anything, that should be our focus. But anyway, can you sort of lay, because everybody may not have, gotten their hands on quantum touch. Can you just give us a tidbit of an introduction into this area of medicine, if you will, or of healing?
Of course. It turns out that we all have these gifts, but the culture doesn't believe they exist, so they don't study them. We all have the ability to feel our body without touching it just by bringing our awareness. We have the ability to breathe. It turns out that if you move awareness through your body in various patterns with your breath, you can raise your energy and accelerate the healing process. And you brought up placebos a second ago. It's very important to understand that the body has three pathways toward extraordinary self-healing. When I say extraordinary, I mean much faster and more powerful than anybody usually accepts possible. One of the pathways is placebo, using suggestion or dishonesty or deception in order to get a person to believe something, and then the body can heal. But that only works about a third of the time. And when they find out they've been lied to, they often get upset and they may lose the benefits. The second pathway for extraordinary self-healing is with energy healing, such as quantum touch, polarity therapy, and even Reiki. So these things can work. The difference is we learn how to raise our energy consciously. We bring it. And so we see phenomena that haven't been well documented. This is all a prelude to what happens in my book, The Secret Nature of Matter, because we're using techniques from basic and advanced quantum touch to cause spontaneous postural alignment, I call S. But 99% of the people interested in my work don't care about that. They care about the pain relief, the bringing down the inflammation, and the acceleration of healing. But I'm absolutely fascinated to understand the nature of reality. And in doing so, what I've done is created a simple test to find out that our consciousness affects the outer reality. And it's a really clean experiment because the world doesn't believe it's possible, and it works better than 99% of the time, and it's visible to the naked eye, and it takes only a couple seconds. So that's kind of a long introduction, but that's how I got here. So it's really a process that took about 40 years to understand this work well enough that I could actually explore the intersection of matter and consciousness.
Okay, very good. Now, you did mention a gentleman who we had on the program some years ago, William A. Tiller. And, of course, his work has a lot to do with the foundation for all of this in terms of the tension affecting physical reality and that whole piece. Okay, how do you aid your students and or clients in dealing with what you talk about in Chapter 2, cognitive dissonance? How do you help them reconcile all of that and be receptive enough, and be receptive to what it is you demonstrate or they experience with your experiments?
It's not a problem for me whatsoever, because by the time they get to the class, they're past that level of cognitive dissonance. I do deal with scientists and doctors sometimes who experience a lot of cognitive dissonance, and it becomes rather amusing to me, because I'll either get one of two primary results. When I show them something they know to be impossible, they either become curious or they run away. So if they run away, it's kind of amusing. It's kind of like people saying, well, the telescope obviously doesn't work in the daytime. It doesn't work at night. It worked well in the day, but it doesn't work at night. Do you have any interest in learning what optics are or getting your own telescope or looking again? No, I've seen enough. And that's how they deal with it. They just run away when I show them something that's outside the box. It's more rare, but it does happen, that others say, how did you do that? I said, well, I'll teach you. But now I even have a way to get untrained people to cause spontaneous postural alignment. And we're talking about aligning cranial bones that Gray's Anatomy says are fused by the time you're an adult. I did it today. I did it yesterday. I showed my dentist and her husband and the dental assistant. And she measured his hips and occiput, and it was way off by a mile. Then I handed her a pendant that's been charged by over 5,000 people, and she just touched his shoulder for a split second with the intention of aligning him, and he became immediately aligned. And she measured it, and she was shaking her head going, that is amazing. But the bottom line is, we don't know what we are. We think we're people. We think we're these mortal beings. But when you understand the mind is not confined to the brain, that our love actually has a physiological impact immediately on other people, that there's ways of evaluating this and measuring it, you understand that the world is much more mysterious and magical than we had ever anticipated.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who, when they read, about these kinds of things and they read your work, they may not be prone or inclined to becoming healers. You know what I'm saying?
No,
be attracted to that piece. And so I try to sometimes make things relatable to just just the average person. For example, I think when you talk about the double slit experiment, I think it's important for people to realize that just in their everyday experiences, this is important information. If you're going to a doctor or you're selecting a dentist or you're selecting a diagnostician for any particular reason, knowing this is important. It makes you a little more selective about the people you surround yourself with or allow to give you feedback about what they observe where you're concerned. Do you understand what I'm talking about, but can you clarify or present that maybe in a better way for people to see how they can use this knowledge in their everyday life?
Well, the secret nature of matter is not something they're going to care about for their everyday life. What they're interested would be basic quantum touch, because when you realize you can bring down the pain and suffering of your loved ones very quickly by doing these kinds of techniques, then for 4 or 8 days of the year, it becomes the most valuable skill that you can know. And that's just using very simple breathing body awareness exercises. We're not asking anybody to change any of their beliefs or to even accept my hypothesis. You just practice this and see if it works, and it does. Everybody can do it very easily. I've personally taught many thousands of people, and now we have instructors in over 50 countries teaching this work. We've been tested, doing clinical studies and other studies, and we're seeing phenomenal results, and it's something that anybody can learn. Now, understanding the intersection of matter and consciousness, that's my hobby. I wrote that last book because I thought it was one of the most interesting things I could ever put together, and one day, maybe 10 or 20 years from now, scientists will pick it up and go, oh my God, look at this. It is a clear way to understand that our intention and our love is having an impact on the outer world. But for most people, if somebody gets a bad burn or they have an injury or they're becoming sick or something, there's something we can do very quickly to help them heal themselves. Because here's something that's very important to understand. All healing is self-healing. And even though you put your hands on them and you're doing the breathing body awareness, all you're doing is helping their body stimulate its own self-healing mechanism. We like to say that the definition of a healer is someone who was sick and got well. And a great healer is someone very sick who got well quickly. We are not actually healing other people. What we're doing is we're raising our own vibration through the breathing and body awareness exercises, holding a field of energy that their body and spiritual intelligence utilizes to accelerate its own self-healing. And that's how it works.
Okay, is there a downside to all of this? For example, if you do good things,
we don't see any side effects or any repercussions. We don't see any healing crisis happening.
I'm sorry, that's not what I mean. I mean, can people use this to harm people?
No, because the only way you can access the energy is through the breathing body awareness combined with your love and gratitude. So if anybody does try to do anything to harm other people, they're the one who's getting the most harm from it because they're affecting themselves immediately. And so it's not a good idea to put out bad energy because you have to live in that vibration first.
Good.
Having much more impact on the person doing it.
Yeah. And I think that's the kind of thing that a lot of people concern themselves with. We know that there are things, good things that can be done. And, you know, people, it's just good to put out there that not do this and harm people. Now, I know you also talked about, I guess it was page 28, the existence of a noosphere, which responds to people's emotions around the world as a result of group consciousness. Would you like to just, I know this isn't your primary focus, but just sort of elucidate a little bit about that?
Well, it wasn't my idea, but it may well be true that, and there's been a lot of work by different people where they get tens of thousands of people meditating at the same time in order to see some kind of effect on the outer world. And I say, yeah, that's all great. But all they're seeing is an effect. They don't even know what they're doing, you know, how to get specifics. We can do this with one person who's been trained for an hour or less to show a dramatic effect. We don't have to go that far as to a noosphere. All we have to do is see if you can bring down somebody's pain or do something considered impossible, like realigning their skeletal structure in 2 seconds without touch.
All right, so people, if you have a need for healing, relief of pain, this is certainly, or as you mentioned before, the alignment, I know this is probably something that many people have that they don't perceive as an issue. Could you clarify why it matters to the alignment?
Yes, for most people. For some people, it'll take away their neck and back pain, and that's more unusual than usual. Galileo looked through his telescope to find out that the Earth went around the sun. But how are you going to do that with a telescope? One of his students suggested that he look at Venus. If Venus had phases like the moon, then you could do the math and figure out that Venus was rotating around the sun. Nobody cares about the phases of Venus. Nobody cares about the position of stars during a solar eclipse, except that it validated Einstein's theory by showing gravitational lensing. Very few people care about what I'm doing with postural alignment because it's not that interesting. What is interesting is that consciousness affects matter, that our love has a physiological, and intention has a physiological impact on other people to do two impossible things immediately. That's why it matters. It doesn't matter in and of itself that much. What it shows us, the implications of it, are staggering and would change all the sciences forever. That's why it matters.
Excellent. And I guess the other piece is the fact that everybody can do this. Everybody has the ability to do this. Now, we're going to go to break, and I mean, you had, 58 different, maybe more than that, experiments?
Yeah,
and
I
could deal with all of them, but I would like to, you know, sort of highlight some of them to give the idea of the entanglement, and, you know, all these,
there's so many different things.
Oh, my goodness. So I know I'm not going to cover everything. I'm just crawling along here, touching as much as I can, okay?
Of course, yeah.
And Quantum Touch, the power to heal. The call in, 619-789-6835.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Li Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Psychology. genius. Okay. Let's sort of touch base on with some of these, touch on some of these experiments.
Okay.
let me see. Oh, well, wait. Why don't you sort of tell that story about the old man who told you Togo is...
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that
are we on?
Good. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was about 24, and I was hiking through the mountains of Mexico. And my friend and I, we hiked up to an ancient pyramid, and we went way beyond, kind of between little towns up in the hills. And this old man, small, delightful, bright smile, comes up to us, gleaming eyes, and he reaches out a hand, and he looks in our eyes one by one, and with his softest possible hand and a huge smile, he looks in our eye one by one. He says to each of us, "Todo es ilusión. Todo es ilusión." He repeats it to each of us. And then he just smiles and walks away. And that was the end of our conversation with him. What he was saying was, everything is an illusion. That the reality is an illusion. And many, many, many years later, I was to really understand what he was saying. And I've had experiences that show that, but the research that I'm doing with intersection of matter and consciousness suggests what some of the quantum physicists are seeing, that matter appears to be made of stuff that isn't there, of non-matter. It's all quite mysterious. And, you know, you can think of it this way. If you were to take Mount Everest and put it inside a black hole, it would be compressed down to the size of a grain of sand. That's how much space there is between atoms. It's almost all space. And so, you know, we say we're 99.999% empty space. Actually, it's 99.999999999% empty space. But I think we are 99.999999999% spiritual being wearing these meat suits that make us feel like we're physical. And people have lost their sense of direction and purpose by trying to accumulate more stuff, by thinking that getting stuff, you know, like the Oprah show where everybody gets a new TV or a new car and they're all screaming, it's not about the stuff. It's about the love. It's about the gratitude. It's about the sense of service. It's about the joy. It's about the connection to source, the connection to your spirituality. These are the things that are truly of value. And the rest is ilusión. It's an illusion. It seems like it matters, but it isn't really what it's all about. What it's about is connecting back with the self, with source.
That very well. I'm glad I asked you to touch on that. Now, in the beginning of your experiments, you talk about the coin and the different experiments where you saw mm-hmm. how the SP could have an impact on, you know, the different circumstances. How would you like to sort of give us an idea of some of the
sure.
things that you realized?
Of course.
With that?
Yeah, it started with my friend Daniel 2 years ago on Thanksgiving. And he told me that if you make a movie of yourself doing a healing session, people watching the movie will experience healing. I said, I don't believe that. He said, test it. So I made a movie of myself meditating to cause alignment, since it's something I knew how to do and I could measure it, and it worked. So then I tried a whole bunch of things and eventually tried something crazy, which is always a good idea. And I meditated on a golf tee that was in my pocket. And I put the energy and tension into the golf tee as if I was working on a person, and I handed people the golf tee, and it instantly aligned them. Then I was, like, astounded that this actually worked. So I tried it on glass, plastic, rubber, paper, pebbles, feathers, everything I could find, water, it all worked equally, as if to say that all matter is made of subatomic God stuff. Everything is made from the essence of consciousness itself. And eventually, I discovered something so radical. I discovered what I termed conscious entanglement. And that means that if you join objects together in your mind, anything you do to any one of those objects will spontaneously happen to all of them. In other words, if I look at a handful of change and I stare at it and say, I see all the coins, they're all here, I see them all, and I've joined them together in my mind, I could hand the coins out to 10 or 100 people. And then if I take an object that was already charged and touch it to one of the coins, or then meditate on one of the coins, like the ones handed to the people, all the people would spontaneously be aligned simultaneously. So I got to demonstrate that at the University of Macau and Hong Kong on my last trip to China. And this time, instead of joining coins together, I just had people holding hands. Very simple way of entangling them, joining them together. And then I reached in my pocket, pulled out a coin that I had meditated on for about 5 seconds, and I just flicked it across a few hairs on a woman's head. Just barely touched a couple of hairs, and all 20-odd people holding hands were spontaneously aligned at the same time. This is a very easy thing to do that even a lay person could do. And by the way, I've had a lot of people take this book, read it, try out the experiments, and discover that they can replicate these same experiments and get the same results that I got.
Okay, you summarized that very easily. Boy, there's just so many. And again, there were, 59? Was it 58 or 59 different experiments?
Something like that. Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's just of the iceberg. Of course, you came across some situations that were anomalies. You know, you want to share a couple of those, how you resolved the summaries you came to.
Yeah, in one of the experiments, one that upset me a great deal was I wanted to know, this is what led me to discover the conscious entanglement. I put a dozen pennies on a table about 4 inches apart from each other, and a woman had her back to the table, and I meditated on penny number one that was right behind her and measured her again to make sure she hadn't accidentally been aligned when I meditated on penny number one, and she had not. And so then I handed her penny number 12 that was 4 feet away, and it worked. And I was very upset because I only meditated on penny number one, not the one 4 feet away from her, and I couldn't figure out why it worked. So I came up with this hypothesis of conscious entanglement. And once I had that hypothesis, I tested it out on the experiment that I told you, where I joined objects together and tested them. What I did was I met two women at a conference, and I borrowed some change. I stared at the change. I put the change on the table after I joined the coins together in my mind. I handed them each one of the coins, and I tapped one of the coins with a charged object from my pocket, and both women were instantly aligned. Now, this alignment is not something that any professional chiropractor really knows how to do, because they have to use force to cause the hips to go into alignment, and that only usually lasts for 2 or 3 days if they use force. And almost none of them try to align the cranial bones, because this really would take a tremendous amount of force, would be painful, and they don't even know how to go about it for the most part. This is something that takes 1 second, and it's painless. And yet I have lots and lots of videos of people experiencing this on themselves. You can look up Quantum Touch Pendant Demo. And then there's another one, Quantum Touch Pendant Surprises, where you see people touching the back of their own occipital ridge. That's the bones at the back of the skull. And then I just touch them for a split second. I say, okay, now lift your thumbs and put them right back. And people burst out laughing, and they're shocked, and they how could that have happened? Because they feel the whole shape of their skull just changed in a couple seconds without any force.
Speaks for itself. I would love to see it firsthand, but you know, I'm not in California. Just from the video.
Well, that makes it a little. Makes it a little harder.
There was something else. You had talked about trying to energize the pendants by multiple healers. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Once I realized that I could join objects together in my mind, and anything you do to any one of them happens to all of them, I created a beautiful pendant. I had them manufactured. When I got them in, I joined them all together very carefully to entangle them all. And then I ran my best healing energy into them. And I also put in the information of aligning people. And then I sent a gift out to my top 50 instructors around the world and asked them to put their best healing energy into it. And before we realized it, we sold 1,000 of them because their students got excited and they wanted to have one. And they all put healing energy into it. And every time I have another 1,000 manufactured, what we do is I join them to all previous generations of pendants. I put the best healing energy into it. And they're all connected together. When a person receives a pendant, what they do is they connect to their deepest love, gratitude, what they love most, peak experiences. They put that best energy in. So these pendants actually become stronger every day. They don't become weaker. They actually get stronger. They don't need to be recharged. They're being charged by hundreds and hundreds of people every day. Some people, some of those 5,000 or more, are putting their energy into it. So maybe 20, 50, 200 people every day charging their pendant with new, better energy, because each of us have different ways of loving. Some people are very protective, some are nurturing, and so forth. We have different, you know, it's like the fragrances of the beauty of flowers. There's a vast array of ways people express love. And these pendants are now holding these vibrations from a wide range of people.
Okay, now you talk about quantum touch work for emotional release. Being a psychologist, I'd love for you to at least, you know, touch on that for my listeners.
Well, the quantum touch work can release emotions, and it's been known to do so. Sometimes as much as 25 or 40% of the sessions may cause some sort of emotional release. But I found something much more profound than that. And it took me only 30 years to discover it, but I found a way to help people find the emotional causes of health conditions, and then a 7-step process for the release and healing of that. And it is so profound that not only will symptoms go away, but people can feel grateful for having had the condition because it showed how they had stopped loving. The body has the ability to be sick, not as a dysfunction, but a communication from their own higher consciousness.
But you presented that really well. I don't know, don't remember which chapter it was, but you talked about how you came down with whatever.
Yes.
That was.
I had flu symptoms, and I thought I was going to be sick for a week, and I figured out how to discover and release emotional causes, and not only did the symptoms go away, but I was healed in an hour of severe flu symptoms, gurgling, chest, cough, bones, fever, aching. And then I used that experience and came up with a method for discovering emotional cause. And I knew some processes for releasing it, but I didn't know the other 5 steps. And that's what took me another 30 years, was to come up with all the rest of the steps, because it's very easy to express and release emotion, but you're never feeling done. And it never really handles the problem. It just feels cathartic and wonderful to do it, but it didn't change the core beliefs or the core pattern. So that's what I work with, is how to change the fundamental pattern of what's underneath there.
And then, of course, you touched on this earlier about can you work on yourself? I think that's the main thing is that a lot of people, especially when it comes to the aligning, and you're not able to really see back there. You present.
Yeah, it's not everybody is really skillful working on themselves. Some people are. Many people aren't. It's a little bit like running the same water through the pipes, that you're already accustomed to your own energy, and so it may be more difficult to be able to get that energy to do something new. For instance, if you were to buy a beautiful gift, the most perfect gift, and regardless of price, this is the best possible gift, and you wrap it up and wait for the perfect moment, and you give it to yourself, it's not doesn't have a surprise. But if somebody else gives you that gift, wow, what a nice gift. Thank you. Our energy is not a surprise to ourselves in the way that another person's energy might be. And therefore, we do need each other, and it really makes a big difference.
Okay. Now, when you talk about there's so much here. You talked about there's so many. Oh, okay. Well, if somebody wanted to take one of your workshops, for example,
mm-hmm.
what would
yeah.
be involved? How long would the workshop, be?
The workshops are 2-day workshops. We're very friendly and fun. Nobody's asked to change any beliefs or anything or do anything weird. We have listings of hundreds of instructors around the world who are teaching these workshops on a regular basis at our website, quantumtouch.com. We have way over 1,000 practitioners doing sessions for
website.
People. Yeah, the website is quantum. Yeah, you're breaking up. The website is quantumtouch.com.
Very good. To make sure people heard.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's somebody in Pennsylvania. There's somebody. So there are different places throughout the country where people can go.
Oh,
and,
yes.
If they not feel just, that they out of the book.
Not just around the country, but in 50 countries.
Forgive me. Around the world.
Yes, around the world. We've got I think our website is in 7 or 8 languages now.
Okay. Now, what would you say? Well, first, let me ask you: are there any workshops or any presentations or book signings coming up on the horizon that people might want to, go to so they meet you face to face and get a book signed?
It's not likely to happen at this time because I'm focusing on creating a documentary and working on 2 new books. So I'm not out and about teaching or signing books. The closest I get is these, radio podcasts that I'm doing where I'm communicating with people. But I'm not out in the public at this time. And whenever I go teach, all the students want to learn from me, and I don't like that idea because it's something everybody can do and teach. So we have lots of other instructors who are happy to have the work and to be showing my work because we have it codified, so they all have to teach the same thing. So it's the same as taking it from me because they're really going to learn to do it well. And we publish a newsletter on a regular basis with so many miracles and healings and inspiration. It's quite phenomenal that this stuff is actually going on. Under the nose of the world that's generally ignoring such things.
Well, let me ask you this. What would you say is the objective of writing the book? What is it you want your readers to leave with or be inspired to do?
Well, with my Quantum Touch book, I want them to learn how to use Quantum Touch. So I teach everything you need to know to be able to succeed. And a lot of people watch a video we have online because they want even more information. And so many people will then go take a live workshop because they're so excited about it and work with other students and see it working in person. And this is the basic thing. With my new book, I want to change the fundamental belief and the fundamental paradigm on the planet from one of materialism to realizing that we live in a spiritual reality. The idea of quantum physics is completely incomplete. It is incomplete because it doesn't take consciousness into the equations. What I'd like to do is change the basis of our understanding of reality and have this researched at all universities, eventually practiced in all hospitals, and to have this work taught in every school. So I have an ambition to have these things happen.
Wow. Okay. You have a lot ahead of you. And
I got some years left.
Oh, yeah, that I'm not even thinking about. But I think, you know, you've definitely started off well, because this is a lot of, I mean, you give the A to Z of everything anybody would have to know to be able to do all of this. So, as long as they hear about it and get started, there shouldn't be any problem. And it will continue to spread. I mean, quantum touch, I'm certain, was significant in and of itself. So this is just another layer, another level of the same thing. Is there anything we didn't cover that you really, really wanted to make sure was covered?
I think we really did a good job of going through the big pieces of it. I think what I would leave people with is an understanding, or the idea, that your love is more valuable than you know. Your love actually has impact, and it truly matters. It's not just brain activity or sentiment. It can have a physiological impact on those you love.
Well, see, that's wonderful, because I was going to ask you for your final words of wisdom, and there you go.
You got it.
I want to thank you for your patience and cooperation with the technical issues that are going to be edited out, and I look forward to finishing your first book, the Quantum Touch book. I didn't finish that. I focused on the secret book, and I look forward to anything else and trying to be able to do these things myself. You've given us a wonderful gift.
You shall indeed, and thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. You have a good evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Tonight's herb is bone. It's also quite. Now it's time for. Is Lamba Sarvagasana. And of course, this is out of the Iyengar Way book. And this is a one. You want to place 3 to 5 folded blankets exactly above each other on the floor. You want to lie with the shoulders and arms on the blankets and the head on the floor. Press the shoulders down and draw the shoulder blades toward the waist. Turn the upper arms out and extend them toward the legs. Bring the elbows close to the trunk. Move the back ribs in. Bend the legs with the feet close to the buttocks. With the palms up, press the elbows into the floor. Exhale and lift the trunk, bending the legs over the abdomen. Support the back with the hands. Raise the trunk and legs. bringing the chest toward the chin, take the hands lower down, and press the back ribs forward. And that is that. Okay. Me? Send me a tweet on Twitter. I am Alternative Medi.
Cared for its students the same way nurses cared for their patients? What if the focus was on keeping students in, not weeding them out? What would happen? Something extraordinary. Join us, and together we can make a difference. Chamberlain University College of Nursing. Extraordinary care, extraordinary nurses.
Attend Chamberlain's North Brunswick campus open house July 27th at 4 p.m. For gainful employment information, visit chamberlain.edu/GEBSN.
What if a nursing college cared for its students the same way nurses cared for their patients? What if the focus was on keeping students in, not weeding them out? What would happen? Something extraordinary. Join us, and together we can make a difference. Chamberlain University College of Nursing. Extraordinary care, extraordinary nurses.
Attend Chamberlain's North Brunswick campus open house July 27th at 4 p.m. For gainful employment information, visit chamberlain.edu/GEBSN.